Well, hi, everybody. This is Mary Turtich with our Team Vitality Nourishment call for November 14th. And I hope everybody in the action game is doing well, finding stolen moments and planning for your activity and seeing that it's easier than you'd think to get some really intentional momentum going. So I've got a lot to cover tonight, so we're going to just dig right in for tonight's topic, energy zappers. Anybody have any of those? Do you feel overwhelmed? Are you avoiding things because it seems like you'll never get enough done anyway? There's just too much to do. Maybe you've lost a little enthusiasm and you don't know why? We clearly need lots of good, positive energy in order to have the caring and the courage to share our solution with others and to have the energy to provide that five-star prospect and customer care. And if we're overwhelmed and we're scattered, we're just so likely to duplicate that in our team and attract people for whom that's familiar. And that isn't really what we want. We want and need to be what we want in our team if we're going to attract it. So hopefully that makes sense. And tonight I'm going to talk about six main energy zappers that cloud our spirit and zap our energy and that you can start to get rid of tonight. So number one, and the first one kind of encompasses it all, and it's that we always think we need to be in balance. And frankly, in this business, in any business, and in life in general, pretty much nobody's in balance all the time. It is difficult to balance everything on our plate. It's something we struggle with most every day, and then we get frustrated and shut down. So it's important to remember that temporary imbalance is normal. When you get pulled in so many directions, it's hard sometimes to know where to direct your precious time and energy. Because there's only so many hours in a day, and there's only so much of you. And it's true, there will be seasons of your life where those things are going to be unbalanced, where you might give more attention to your family and less to your business, and periods of time when you're spending more on your business. These seasons may last a few weeks or a few months or longer. And that's okay. It's totally normal. The real trick, though, is how do you keep those imbalances from becoming permanent? So if you're feeling a little imbalanced this week or always, take control back. The other zappers that we're going to be talking about will help with that, or taking care of those zappers will help with this. And then just remembering to do a little bit in each important area of your life every day. Things like physical exercise and family and social and spiritual, intellectual, and your business. A little bit spread out will keep you happier, healthier, more productive, and in more control of your energy. All right, so number two, we all tie our hopes for our business to a few specific team members. And when that happens, it's an energy zapper. It can be very discouraging. The reps who were active in the past may or may not continue to be the ones that help you take the team to national marketing director and beyond. They could be experiencing their own energy zappers. Their belief or their courage may wane. And that doesn't mean they won't be back. And it doesn't mean that you don't keep the light on for them and continue to invite them to participate and plug in. But you've got to get really clear in your head that your success does not rely on them. You may not have even met your first senior sales coordinator or national marketing director yet. Do you have lots of team members who aren't doing very much? All national marketing directors' teams do. Our successful Juice Plus teams are like a basketball team. How many people on the basketball court? Five, right? And in our teams, it's five or so main players. The starters on your team who are the go-getters, they show up. They work consistently. They accomplish a lot, and they're always helping others. The basketball team has a handful of stars. Sometimes they rotate in and out, maybe because of an injury or if they lose their mojo. You've seen that happen. And then there's the second string. They come in and out. They like being part of the team, but for whatever reason, right now, they aren't starters. And then some are just sitting on the bench. They show up for the game, but they don't play very often. And some team members are really more like the cheering crowd that loves showing up for the games, but they aren't up to the task yet. So could a second stringer or somebody on the bench move up to first string? Of course they can, if they choose to and if they work at it. What we do is not that difficult. It's just a few simple skills and a lot of courage and personal growth. But it does take practice. Could someone from the cheering crowd make it to the first string? Yes, of course. And I'm willing to bet that every first stringer was in the crowd cheering on a team at some point. But many won't. So do we give the cheering crowd or the second string a hard time because they're not playing the game? No, of course not. Everybody is a blessing, both on the basketball court and in our Juice Plus community. Whatever PVC they have counts, it adds up, and they're helping someone, even if it's just a few people. Now, of course, we are hoping everybody will get more intentional and excited about our mission. So what do? Continue to invite them to events. Attending events is almost always what has sparked excitement and a desire to do more for the people in my team and for the crowd. Love them where they are. Keep the light on for them. Lose attachment to the outcome and just move forward being the best rep on your team. Be the example of what everybody else, what you want everybody else to do in order to be one of those five that we need for a strong national marketing director team. And then you'll have the energy to meet and invite others to join you, and your team will grow, because hanging on to attachment is a huge energy zapper. Okay, number three, clutter. You've heard this one before. It zaps your energy and paralyzes you. What happens to you when you have too many calls to make, too many emails to read? You avoid doing anything, and you don't even start, and then even less gets done. So I encourage you to check out an email plugin called Unroll Me. That's one word, UNROLL, Unroll Me. It's really amazing, and it'll help keep your inbox a little bit more manageable. But you really just want to take a day or a couple of afternoons or whatever you can fit into your schedule to clear the decks. Get rid of the piles of paper. Get rid of the 10,000 emails in your inbox. Take a few hours. Go through the last month or so of emails and do one of these three things. Either delete it, take action, or file it. And then delete the rest. If it's really important, if it's information you think you'll need again in the future, I promise it'll come around again. And then you and your email inbox can be friends again. And when you're going through your piles, you know, keep important stuff, but figure out a way to file things so that the piles aren't constantly calling you. And then you can put each big project on your long-range to-do list and just start chipping away at it. But every time you walk by your desk and you see piles, every time you're reminded of each undone task, it weighs on you. And yes, it zaps your energy. Not to mention that you tend not to know where to start, so you don't. And when you get a 30-minute stolen moment, it takes you 25 minutes to go through everything to figure out where to start. And again, so you don't. And then you feel badly about yourself for not doing what you really want to do, and that zaps your energy even more. So figure out a system or use mine, and I'm happy to coach you on this, and pick a day this week and do that. Clear the decks. Start your to-do list and watch your brain relax and your productivity and energy soar. Here's the problem with most people doing this. They'll sit down, they'll work for a few minutes, they'll get overwhelmed, and then they'll stop and they don't get back to it because they say, well, I'm working on that. Yeah, I'm still working on that. A month later, yeah, I'm still working on clearing the deck. Well, that's just really kind of just kidding yourself. Don't work on it. Just do it. Just schedule a day. That's all it takes. Then schedule an hour a week when you plan your time for the week to come to stay decluttered. You're going to feel 100 pounds lighter, and you're going to get so much more done. Okay, number four, negative tapes in your head. You will say things to yourself that you would never let anyone say to a child or a loved one. And then we actually start believing all that negative garbage. Pull out your positive affirmations when the negative tapes start to run, and try to find a way to stop those tapes immediately. Visualize a stop sign in your head and silently yell to yourself, stop! Or out loud if you're not in public, if you want to. Congratulate yourself then for catching it before you spiral into insecurity. And then decide what you're going to do to replace the negative tapes, the negative behavior. Maybe it's your positive affirmations. Or maybe it's reading a little bit of some really uplifting reading that affirms your self-worth. Call somebody who you know will help get you back on the right track. It's always a good idea to have a buddy in this business. And a buddy's role is to help keep the itty-bitty judgment committee out of your head, because anxiety and a low self-esteem will shut you and your courage down and zap your energy like crazy. Okay, number five. Does anybody have too many projects? You've got 10 books on your nightstand and tons of ideas floating in your head and files and papers with projects that are on your desk and nothing's getting done. I don't know. Does that sound familiar to you guys at all? Here's a good way to get that under control. First, pick a book. One, put the rest away. And then just commit to reading 10 minutes a night. Just do it. And make a commitment. It's just as easy to do what it is easy not to do. So you may as well just do it. You'll finish the book much faster, and then you can move on to the next one. Because what happens with the 10, then you're overwhelmed looking at it, and you don't ever start. Also, all those projects, goals, things you want to accomplish, write them all down somewhere, preferably electronically, preferably in a to-do app on your phone, so you always have it with you and you can always edit it when a thought comes up. Then pick one or two major projects or plans to be working on. And then just do a minimum of one or two small things every day towards that project. Eat the elephant one bite at a time and make it a commitment no matter what. It'll be completed before you know it, and then you can move on to the next one. This is so helpful for so many reasons, largely because you don't have all that bandwidth, the room being taken up in your brain with all the goals and dreams and desires and shopping lists and projects and customers to call, et cetera, which is where most people keep that kind of information, by the way. If you write it down, your brain has more space, more memory, more energy, and it can work on what's important for today. I promise this works if you do it, and it's a major stress reliever and energy conserver. Okay, and lastly, number six, you don't get your own personal needs met. This business tends to attract caring people that want to help others. However, if you're always running around doing for others and never for yourself, if you don't put that oxygen mask on you first, you will lose enthusiasm, become drained, and unable to help others. It's not selfish to take care of yourself first and meet your needs. It's essential. Some people are always doing for others because their self-esteem is low, and it makes them feel better to be in a certain amount of self-deprivation. Some people have low self-esteem, and they kind of don't think they deserve success, and then they start self-sabotaging themselves. And not taking care of themselves is one of those ways to self-sabotage. And whether it's intentional or not, It can be a way to make others feel guilty and make us be a big fat victim. And in the end, that zaps everybody's energy. So think of something today that you can do for yourself. As soon as you get off the call, a bubble bath, meditation, that's huge. Exercise, taking the time to eat well, a night out with friends, having daddy put the kids to bed every other night. Or maybe it's just respect, appreciation, caring, hopefully a little of all of that. Whatever will decrease your stress, get you some much-needed help, help you feel better about yourself and improve your energy. So ask yourself, what are you doing for others that you'd like to get in return? And then ask for it. Everybody will benefit in the long run. Other people, including your team, can probably tell when your energy is zapped. And when it is, it makes the bad stuff look like a looming giant, and it makes you focus on the negative. And while we don't mean to, the clutter and the overwhelm impacts how we treat others. So here's something for you to do for yourself, with your team members, with your family as well, tonight, right now. Identify and clear your biggest energy zapper. Can you imagine the benefit? More energy, obviously, better focus, more clarity, less negativity, all resulting in more passion for your mission and more courage. So, a couple of things. Number one to do. Start with just one thing. What one thing that I mentioned tonight resonates with you the most as something in your life that is baggage and needs to go? Don't let this add to the clutter and the overwhelm. Pick one thing and start reducing that energy zapper. Put the oxygen mask on and do some things just for you to meet your personal needs. You'll end up having more energy for your family and show up more relaxed, fun, and loving for your team as well. And you'll probably start attracting people just like that to your life and to your team. And clear the clutter. Start working on just one or two projects at a time and move forward with those baby steps every day. Do not tolerate negativity in your head, not from you or anyone else. Say no to CNN, which is constant negative news, to the TV, to the radio, and yes, lately, even Facebook. Facebook has been a very negative space lately. People have a sense of anonymity and they're venting on both sides, and it isn't making the world a better place. It's toxic. And all of that zaps our energy, our brains and our energy. And it's really important to establish some boundaries with people who may be taking you for granted or advantage of you, knowingly or not. And number two, identify the benefit of changing that one zapper that you identified in step one. Then make the commitment to zap them one at a time. Change requires awareness and commitment. Half of getting what you want is knowing what it is. So here's some words to get you started. Which one kind of stands out to you? Clear the clutter. Delegate. Get rid of, outsource, get help, housekeeper, office help, personal assistant, donate it, trash it, delete it, identify it, prioritize it, and do it. Remember that for good things to flow our way, we need to be open to it. Can we really be in the receiving mode if we're worried about all the clutter, unfinished projects, unfulfilled commitments, negative tapes, etc. in our lives? I think not. Time is a really precious commodity, and you'll have more of it if your energy zappers are under control. So, again, spend some time after you hang up, write in your journal. I hope you have some kind of a journal. If not, just get out a notebook, and suddenly that's your journal. And take action right away, because you deserve this so much. I so sincerely hope that this inspires you guys tonight. We are on a mission to take healthy back. And I want to see you taking control of your energy back as well. So let me know how it goes. and if I can help you work on any of these. So thanks for being on tonight, everybody. We are going to do a call next Monday. It is Thanksgiving week, but it's going to be short and sweet because I think it'll be important for us to connect and perhaps show our gratitude for one another on such a gratitude-filled holiday. So I'm going to take it off of record. Thanks for being on, and good night, everybody.